How important was it for you to get 97 back?
It was very important, just personal. You know, for me, I've been 97. Only time I didn't have it, I've had it from Tennessee, or from Southern Cal to Tennessee. And then my rookie year, I got 70. And ever since then, I've had 97. So it was a pretty big deal for me.
Had a lot of players since we last talked to you. What can Campbell bring to this defensive line?
I think he just bring a lot of knowledge. You know, definitely somebody who knows what he's doing. Pro bowler, future Hall of Famer. So somebody I can learn a lot from as far as just watching his game and seeing his work ethic. You know, I think he's been doing it at a high level for a really long time. And I think he's going to bring here just, you know, take double teams and vice versa. I'm going to take double teams for him, and we're going to open each other up.
How good was just the feel of the building from last year, the first couple of days in here?
It's definitely a lot tighter. You know, I think the ships ran a lot tighter. But, you know, from our record past few years, I think that's what we need. So I think everybody's just buying in, really, and just whatever coach says or whatever Coach Tomlin says is what we do, and everybody's just, that's what it is.
Was it different coming from than the one you left last year for that first meeting?
Nah, same Doug. Same Coach Marone. You know, just hard-nosed, going to get the job done, whether you like it or not, with you or without you. So he respects us, and we respect him, and he's definitely somebody that just hard-nosed.
Yeah. The locker room's a little different now. Kind of got.
Yeah, locker room's a lot different. You know, we're not next to D linemen, our next to D linemen, O linemen, our next to O linemen. And, you know, I think it's good, you know, to everybody to kind of intertwine and get to know each other, you know, because like you said, we all are together in position groups. We eat together. So to be able to be in the locker room and be next to, like me, I'm next to Jalen Ramsey and Parnell. So to be, I guess, with those guys and makes me talk to them and get to know them a little more. And it's a good thing.
It's probably not coincidence you're next to. Some leadership, you know, for young guys?
I mean, you know, I think so. You know, I think they strategically put that locker room together, put leaders in all four corners and in between, and, you know, let the young guys understand and follow. So I think it should work well.
This team signed Avery Jones before letting him go on the open market. What kind of strides did you see him make last year?
Avery made a lot of strides. It was unfortunate, you know, because he wasn't starting until Roy went down. But when he stepped in there, nothing changed, and he was a beast. And I'm glad he got what he deserved, you know, because he really put his heart and soul into this football game, and last year it showed. So it's definitely happy to see him here being able to have that contract, being able to take care of his family. Now, you know, we all need to go out here and earn it.
Different feel without those guys in there, because that was kind of a vocal side of that locker room, especially
there. Yes and no. I think you know, people come and go in this league. You know, I've seen in my 5 years in this league, you know, you got a lot of good players that come in, and you got a lot of players that leave. So it's one of those things that this is a business, and the sooner you understand that, and the sooner you understand that things change around here, you know, the better you're off. So to me, it was just, I'm not going to say I anticipated it, but once I saw it, you know, it was just like, okay, let's move on.
So you're 2 days in, but do you think there's going to be a lot of carryover with Todd Walsh's defense, or do you think he'll put some of his own stamp on it?
I think it'll be a lot, you mean, as far as
some of the pressures?
I think it's going to be a lot of the same stuff, but different terminology. I think we're going to get a lot more detailed into it. We're definitely going to switch some stuff up as far as letting some players do more of what they want to do, but at the same time play within the defense. So I think it's going to change, but I also think it's going to stay the same. So a little bit of both.
You have a long history with Rivera, mm-hmm. high school, yeah. college. What happened? Did you help recruit him? And also, what's your guys' relationship like now?
Yeah, Mike Rivera, I've known him since we went to high school together, played in college together at Tennessee, and I went to pros together. So it's pretty awesome to see our growth with each other. When I found out we were bringing him in, I hit up Tyler Wolf. And I said, you know, this guy is a great guy. We need him. And I forgot he went to Tennessee with us, so he knew who he was. So I don't think I had too much part to play. You know, I think they understood who he was and the work ethic he brings and the routes he runs and the blocking he can do. So I think he pretty much, his film spoke for himself. Yeah.
Well, can making things uncomfortable, which is what Tom Coughlin's known for, can that be a good thing for you guys?
I think so. I like to live my life by living uncomfortably comfortable. You know, you got to come in here, work, and live on the edge and be able to, you know, mold yourself and change. You know, like they say, if you're either getting better or staying the same. And from our past records, we need to get better.
You talked a lot last year about that being a new experience for you, having mm-hmm. not gone through anything like that, losing. Mm-hmm. is that a motivating factor this year? We're not going to let that happen again?
I think definitely. I think, you know, for the guys that have been here, that's been a motivating factor each year. But I think, you know, with our owner, Mr. Khan, bringing in Coach Coughlin, you know, to kind of just get everybody from front office down, right, you know, I think that's what we need, you know. I'm not saying Gus was bad last year. I'm not saying anything about last year. I just think that, you know, we need a little more discipline, and I think he definitely brings that. Yeah.
Is there anybody in the upcoming draft, any players you would love to see in a Jaguars uniform?
Anybody from Tennessee? Yeah.
Derek Barnett.
Who?
Derek Barnett.
Barnett? Oh, well, we have a lot of D-linemen. So I don't know if he'll make it, you know, but he's a great player, but we have a lot of D-linemen already.
You came in last year, you came in heavier, right, than maybe what you had been before.
Yeah.
You weren't really sure how they're going to use you. Mm-hmm. Come in, look like came in a little lighter this year or no?
Last year, you know, after the Super Bowl, came in, probably was like maybe 300. You know, this year I wanted to, since I had a long off season, you know, I decided to take my nutrition really serious this year. So I came in 280, but I plan on building it up to about 290, 295 before I get out of here after these 8 weeks, and just keep going with that and come into camp at the same weight, just, you know, more conditioned and just being able just to be a player that's on the field a lot more.
Do you want to rush outside more?
I'll do whatever the coaches want me to do.